Ladies and gentlemen, we are ready for WSGW and the culmination of the NFL season coming up and the culmination of, well, you know what it is.
It's now time for some of the most laughable yet most anticipated 2+ minutes in news sports talk radio across this great land. That's right, it's time for the final installment of this year's Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on WSGW's Morning Team Show. We've reached the end of what's been an interesting football season, to say the least. Heck, there was even a time we weren't sure we'd get a football season. Detroit Lions fans probably would have been fine without football, although I have to admit, while 2021 most likely won't be the greatest season for the Detroit Lions, they at least have this guy as their head coach.
When you punch us back, we're going to smile at you, and when you knock us down, we're going to get up, and on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off.
Hey, at the very least, we can look forward to Dan Campbell's press conferences. All right, now it's time for me to give you my final football pick of the season as Super Bowl 55 kicks off this Sunday between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the defending champion Kansas City Chiefs. Make sure to tune in for full coverage starting Sunday at 2 p.m. on 790 News Radio WSGW. Now, before I give you my pick, let's review how I did or didn't do with my conference championship picks. Ugh.
Give me Green Bay over Tampa Bay 33-28.
Brady goes for the deep shot. He's got a touchdown! Scotty Miller!
Oh my God!
Man's got to know his limitations.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore.
Give me the Bills over the Chiefs 30-28.
Mahomes, look at underhand and he throws it for the touchdown!
Man looks in the abyss. There's nothing staring back at him. At that moment, a man finds his character. And that is what keeps him out of the abyss.
Thank you, Hal Holbrook, and thank you to Hal, the computer from 2001. Ugh, I just have to say, that was dreadful, inconceivable, and incomprehensible. Yes, I posted a big goose egg 2 weeks ago, which means I have to make amends with my pick for the bowl that is super. Now, let me just remind my legion of fans out there that I also failed miserably in the conference championship games last year, only to redeem myself by picking the Chiefs to win it all. My overall record is a mediocre 32-28. Yes, I admit I sort of struggled down the stretch, but I feel like I will finish on a bright note by correctly picking Super Bowl 55's winner. Here you go. Tampa Bay will try to win its second Lombardi Trophy as the Buccaneers face the defending champion Kansas City Chiefs. Tampa quarterback Tom Brady proved that the Patriot way was really the Tom Brady way. He leaves New England, the Patriots falter, he moves to Tampa, and makes the Bucs not only a competitive team, but a Super Bowl contending team. On the flip side, Patrick Mahomes is trying to lead the Chiefs to back-to-back titles, which hasn't happened since Brady led the Pats back in 2004. The Chiefs got the best of the Bucs when they won 27-24 in Tampa just 2 months ago. But Tampa has improved since then. Plus, Tampa gets receiver Antonio Brown back from injury, and that'll give Brady yet another much-needed weapon. Because in order to defeat the Chiefs, you've got to beat them in a shootout. Their offense with Mahomes, Hill, Travis Kelce, and a productive running game will put up points. So Tampa head coach Bruce Arians will have to find ways to not only hold on to the ball, but get his offense to post at least 30 points to win this game. You know, I see Brady having some fine, fine moments in this game. And the Bucs will make it a close contest as well. But how can I go against Mahomes and the Chiefs, who've lost just twice in their last 27 games? Everybody, give me Kansas City over Tampa Bay 30-28. It's been another fun season. We'll do it again next year. And that's this week's edition of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on WSGW.
All right, at 8:49 on WSGW, you've heard Pat make his Super Bowl prediction, ladies and gentlemen. 30-28, yep. Kansas City repeats.
Mm-hmm.
Gentlemen, take into consideration what Pat Johnston just said. We need to make our own Super Bowl predictions. May I remind you, too, by the way, as much as Pat was right last year, we all were correct last year when we chose Kansas City to be the Super Bowl champion.
Okay.
Yes, we all had Kansas City. Yes. That's why this year I'm going to pick Tampa Bay. And I agree with you. There's going to be a lot of points scored. I went even higher.
Oh, all right.
I got the Buccaneers winning a close one, 38-35.
Whoa. Defense optional.
In this game, I think the quarterback's bit the defense.
Oh, no, no.
You have a prediction, Art Lewis?
I beg your pardon?
You have a prediction, Art Lewis?
I do.
And it is?
Kansas City, 31-24 over the Bucks.
31-24. All right. Dave Maurer, we look to the newsman for the logical and distinctive opinion on what's going to be happening. Oops, I'm sorry. Hang on 1 second. I got to turn your microphone back on. I accidentally turned it off.
All right,
try it again.
Kansas City, 35-31.
Oh, all right.
We're all kind of in that same range.
Yeah, it's So that means
only one outlier amongst us.
So I will be able to laugh heartily at being the prognosticator.
Well, you went with the Michigan man at quarterback.
I will.
And the Central Michigan wide receiver, right.
There's a lot of connections. We'll be talking more about that tomorrow with the connections throughout the state of Michigan to the Super Bowl. All right, ladies and gentlemen, remember, as Pat mentioned, Super Bowl coverage starts at 2 on Sunday on 790 News Radio WSGW. There is Pat's prediction and the rest of your morning team show. Remember, you can make your prediction, too. Visit WSGW.com and find the poll box when you scroll on the homepage as we're looking for your Super Bowl predictions in our weekly poll this week.